Out there, folks. This is the Officer Jack McLam program you're listening to this morning. And it's good to be back with you. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, up here at our two police and military associations in the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. And it's sure good to be with you, folks. Beautiful day up here in the Rocky Mountains. A little bit overcast, but praise God, we've been getting some rain. It's just been wonderful. Our trees are delighted. Yes, sir. By the way, I've heard from several naturalists, or what do you call them, people that study nature and study the botany and all that kind of thing, that several have reported that we have more trees today in America than what we had when this country was first founded, over 230-some years ago. Very interesting, folks, because the communist environmentalists, to shut down America's lumber industry and forest industry, has told us that we're killing off all the trees. Well, they lie a whole bunch. They certainly do. Okay. If you'd like to read about the start of the environmentalist wacko movement, the communist environmentalist movement that were, the sky is falling, the sky is falling, go to Report from Iron Mountain. You can probably find it on the web, Report from Iron Mountain, and you'll find in there where they thought up the idea, if they're going to destroy Russia's ability to threaten us with nuclear holocaust, then they had to come up with some other threat, international threat, and they decided that they would make it the environmentalist movement, that the sky is falling, that we're killing off the planet. And so they're hammering that in our schools, our government schools, and our poor kids are getting it from elementary school and have now for 20 years and are coming out flaming environmentalist wackos, believing that we're destroying the planet, and it is not true. And so go to Report from Iron Mountain, and you'll see where they thought up the plan to start this environmentalist wacko movement to shut down the economy of the United States, which has done very good at that, and causing so many regulations that businesses are fleeing America to get away from all the environmentalists regulations. We'll be right back, folks.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. We've been hearing all of a sudden, folks, now the crescendo of hate ads, hate diatribe on all the news agencies against Ahmadinejad and against Iran. And this morning, my goodness gracious, it was just horrendous. I turned on the Fox propaganda station for the White House and for Bush and for war against Iran. And my goodness gracious, they had that Zionist pro-Israel general on Petraeus. I kind of like the name Betrayus. And he was just hollering about how they found all this evidence, all the intel that Iran is running equipment in, training men to go in and kill, and sending IEDs in to kill our soldiers in Iraq. And he's really hammering to get us to bomb Iran. And then we had other news on Fox News I like to listen to the enemy's news broadcast, folks, because we can see how they're churning up for war with Iran now. It's not even going to be a war. They intend to bomb 10,000 targets there and kill 50 million Iranians out of the 71 or 72 million Iranians over there. So our military people believe there's not going to be a war with that country. We're just going to kill them all and take over their oil and give the land to the communist Zionist Gentiles that control Israel. But anyway, it's amazing because this last week again, in the last couple weeks, we've gotten, I guess we've got on the news reports of or the news network of our intel agents, because we've had four of them contact us now, trying to get the word out to our soldiers that the government is lying about Iran. And I'm going to share this here with you folks. Once again, when these letters come into us, I can't tell you how we get the letters, but when they get here, we immediately retype them in our computer and burn the letters, because these soldiers don't want to get found out that they're sharing information with us. We have a 15-year military veteran here that's just sent us a news report, intel report, and he says, and by the way, I've cut out everything in his letter except the most important things he said, because it went on for three pages, but I've got it down to about one page here I'm going to share with you folks, and it helps not to expose him. Yes, it is a him. He's indicated in the, in his letter, at least I think it's a him. I guess that he sent us an intel report before, matter of fact. He's a Jewish soldier, American soldier. But he says here, "Dear Officer McLam, all week our commander-in-chief has been using his military leaders and their controlled news agencies like Fox News to tell the same lies to the American people about our intel on Iran. I have worked for 15 years in military intel and am so involved at this time near Iraq. My job is to contact all of our other civilian and military intel agencies and amass what intel we actually have to make up intel reports for the civilian administrations, such as the White House, so they have up-to-the-minute intel on what is happening in the war zones. As you read on your show, as you've read on your show from several military sources, we still do not have any actual intel that Iran is making any nuclear bombs. None. We have none. We still have not gathered any intel at all that points to Iran sending any military equipment, IEDs, etc., or doing any training of any insurgents who are fighting in Iraq. None." He says, "If Bush is getting such intel from Zionist Israel First General Petraeus," and he's got in quotation marks here, "yes, we in intel know which side he's on, and it's not America's, or from any other agency, it's not those of us in, let's see, I just lost my place here, let's see, if the president is getting such intel, we would see it before he gets it, okay, from any intelligence agencies. And there is no such flow of such intel on Iran as of this date." And that means that as of this date, folks, as he said, they don't have any intel at all that Iran is building nuclear bombs. They don't have any intel at all that Iran is sending IEDs, these special bombs, into Iraq, kill our soldiers, or sending any military equipment into Iraq to kill our soldiers, or any training of insurgents who are fighting and killing our soldiers in Iraq. None, he says. So very interesting, folks, because all that was on the news this morning was how Ahmadinejad was saying he hated America and he was going to, you know, death to America and all the things that I had another intel agent contact me here about 4 months ago and say that they had gone through all the speeches of Ahmadinejad, and he had never said that he wanted to see Israel knocked off the map, destroyed. What they said that they took that lie from was where he said that he wanted to see the Israeli people one day rise up and run the, basically, Zionist into the sea. And, of course, we have three organizations, Jewish organizations, that want the same thing. The evil communist Zionists, who are mostly Gentiles and not Jews, that set up Israel in 1948, was a phony return of the Jews, because it was Gentiles set it up, these communist Zionists, and they still have control of it today, folks. And we have three Jewish organizations that want to see the Zionists ran into the sea also, just like Ahmadinejad does. He knows who these people are, and they're not Jewish. And so let me go on with the report here that was sent to us. As you have learned from others of our brothers in I-Branch agencies, the president and his pro-Zionist military leaders are lying about Iran to get the American people to allow the neocons to use our military to destroy the Iranian country and its people so that they can take over Iran's oil, just as they did about WMDs before we attacked Iraq. Of course, the Zionists in Israel will get control of the land. These lies truly trouble us in the military. We in the military, he said. These lies truly trouble we in the military. We soldiers don't mind fighting and dying to protect America or our fellow Americans, but this is not the case. We have killed over 1 million Iraqis. We have over 8,000 of our brothers and sisters, soldiers, killed in Iraq and Afghanistan, and hundreds of thousands disabled, and all for oil and the Zionists. The 3,700 is another horrendous lie from the commander-in-chief. You know, the commander-in-chief is the one saying it's about 3,700 killed, of our soldiers killed. Well, he's saying 8,000. We have a report that shows that 10,000 of our brothers and sisters were killed up to 2005. Okay. But anyway, 8,000 is surely a lot more than the 3,700 that the government is lying about to the public out here. Intel agencies know that we are not going home because we soldiers have to stay and keep control of the oil and protect the Zionists in the decades ahead. As you know, we are building permanent U.S. bases in Iraq, including the huge 21-building complex in the Green Zone called an embassy. Not true. We have been told it is the U.S. military staging area for our military to take over the entire Middle East in the decades ahead. This means we will have several hundreds of thousands of U.S. military personnel killed at the minimum in the years ahead. This also means my children will be fighting and perhaps dying for anti-American reasons here in the next decade. Thank you for trying to get the truth out to our fellow soldiers and private sector. As you know, we in country have no way to get the truth out to our peers or the public. Remember, for our rabbis' statements on Zionist terror in Israel and America, go to www.JewsAgainstZionism.com. Your brother, your Jewish brother, Abe Eberman. Okay? Okay, folks, and that's all I can read you from his letter. But it's interesting, last week we get this letter, right in time for this morning, Sunday morning, when old General Petraeus is up there saying that that he's got all this evidence to prove that Iran is sending in bombs and sending in trained personnel to kill Americans. Well, here's our brother Abe Eberman, a Jewish brother in the military. He says 15 years in intel work. That doesn't mean it's only 15 years in the military, but he's been in military intel for 15 years. And he says it's all lies, folks. And we have another report I read you last week another intel agency personnel told us that this is a lie, too. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McGlam program on the wonderful Republic Broadcasting Network.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
I can hear the scrambling of our government agents who had just listened to my letter from Abe Eberman, scrambling now to try to find him in the intel branch of the military. But I want to tell you guys, you military guys and you government agents that are scrambling to find Abe Eberman, it's not his real name. He's not stupid, okay? That's his chosen moniker for letters that he sends to us. He sent another one a couple months ago. But anyway, thank you, Jewish brother Abe Eberman. And I just want to tell you folks that we have so much backup material. Abe is telling the truth. We have our brave PSYOPs agent speaking out in our latest newsletter, Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on Constitutional Issues. Remember Lieutenant Colonel Karen Kawakowski on the front telling us that 20 years in the military, 10 years at the Pentagon, and she watched these neocon Trotskyites take over the Pentagon while she was in there, and her report is right on the front of our newsletter in the next page and a half. But at the very end of her telling the truth about the Trotskyite communist neocons that have taken over the Pentagon and the military and the White House, for that matter, Lieutenant Karen Kawakowski ends with this. She says, I have two sons, and I will not allow either of them to serve in the United States military. In fact, if you join the military now, you will not be defending America or the American people. You will be helping certain wealthy, highly placed policy members pursue a private imperialist agenda. Praise the Lord for brave soldiers, folks, and honest soldiers out there. Now, she just retired, so they can't do too much to her, but go kill her, okay, go shoot her, which they're in the habit of doing. So we need to pray for Karen Kawakowski, Lieutenant Colonel, because they could very well do that. She may have a suicidal event. She may fall off a 30-floor building or have a traffic accident for her speaking out. But we also have our PSYOPs agent here, folks, in that newsletter that wrote to us. He calls himself Sinbad. Let's see, Sinbad, PSYOPs agent no more. He just retired from PSYOPs, psychological operations in the military. And Sinbad tells us here on page 4, he says, PSYOPs operation, PSYOPs psychological operation manipulation has many facets. Bombing and bullets, assassinations are a necessary part of changing the masses' minds out there. But there is much more to such successful mental manipulation of the masses. He says, creating evidence. Folks, usually you don't create evidence. Evidence is evidence. Evidence is a fact, usually, but they create evidence. He says, we create evidence of a crime, or we create the faking of government intelligence reports, just like General Petraeus was reading today on Fox Propaganda Network, okay, about Iran having bombs and training people to blow up our soldiers in Iraq to make you and I mad, to where we go say, kill the Iranians, okay, go bomb and kill the Iranians. He says, yeah, we fake government intelligence reports or faking the alleged involvement of a selected target like you or me, folks, in the crime or terrorist act is much of what we do. In a crime or terrorist act is much as what we do. Finding subjects who will take a payoff for false testimony is another duty that goes a long way in misdirecting the masses. Example. Locating within a nation our leaders wish to attack and take over, a former high official willing to accept secretly, say, $1 million, to come forward and lie, stating that he or she personally saw, for example, those nasty WMDs in the case of Iraq. Just as tactics were employed to mentally push the American people towards war against Saddam, Iran and other nations are now next. This is a very easy part of our job. Many will lie for wealth, as you see in America, he says. With total control of the government and the media, it's always successful. One last area of great success, the use of our talents, is in creating realistic but false videos, DVDs, and audio recordings of individuals used as evidence of a terrorist attack or crime. One of our easiest duties today, with all the new technology, is in creating this kind of false physical evidence, etc. False physical evidence presented by their government leaders moves the masses mightily in the direction the government chooses. Okay, so what we're saying here, folks, is you're getting hit every day now with false manipulation of intel. And our Jewish brother Abe Eberman said that. Let's go back here now and see. We've got another document someplace here. Another document. No, I can't find it right now, folks. I'll see if I can't find it. Oh, yeah, I just found it. Our non-commissioned officer in the Middle East, Remember, I shared that with you last week. I think I'll share it again with you real quick today. All right, we'll be right back after these important messages, folks. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
That letter from our non-commissioned officer, I thought I'd found it, but I didn't, from Iraq. But basically, you remember last week, he said almost the identical same things, that he is working very close with Intel, and they have no evidence that Iran is making nukes. They have no evidence that they're sending any soldiers or training any soldiers or sending bombs to Iraq to blow up our soldiers, and said that the government's lying about it to get us into war with Iran. Well, basically the same thing our brother Abe Eberman just sent us from Intel. But I want to go to Alan Stang right now, folks. Alan Stang has come up with something that is absolutely true about the corporate Christianity in America today. The corporate Christianity, that's the government churches, folks, and the, because if you're a corporation, you're a government entity. And churches today are, most of 99.9% are government entities today, and the preachers are government preachers because they've promised the government, they will only preach 30% of the Word of God, and the rest is all psychological stuff that they give you every week to make you feel good. But if they preach any more than 30% of the Bible, they get in trouble with their God, government, and the IRS comes in and raids them and prosecutes them and takes away their 501c3s. So anyway, as I told you before, our intel people and others and information we followed and read tells us that the top mainline denominational churches in America, the very top leadership are involved in setting up the Antichrist world religion, okay, all the religions coming together. And that's what we call corporate Christianity today. And Alan Stang has this to say. He says, I've written many times about the fact that corporate Christianity worships communist world government traitor Jorge W. Bush, our first Latino president. If corporate Christianity gets any hint that you do not worship Jorge W. Bush, it is quite likely to call down the fires of Lenin upon you. You would even perhaps wind up out on the street. I do not exaggerate. In some of these celebrity churches, El Presidente's name is spoken almost as reverently as the name of Jesus. And fire and brimstone upon you if you say anything else against him. Which recalls the fact that in Nazi Germany, some high church leaders actually wore Nazi uniforms and Heil Hitler'd each other in the name of Hitler at high church meetings. What do I mean by corporate Christianity? I mean the mega churches and groups often associated with the name of a man whose name could even appear in big letters on the side of the meeting hall. I mean the prosperity place, where the preachers make millions. Were you to go not so much to worship and celebrate Jesus as to perfect your own purpose, the smiley place where Satan is hardly ever mentioned, with the inevitable result that evil is so hard to recognize in these government churches. I mean the vast institutions that claim to be constructively involved in the political process, but that do less than nothing to preserve our God-ordained system by opposing the schemes that are trying to destroy it. Correct me if I'm wrong, maybe I missed it, but so far, at least, I have not seen the firestorm I expected from the mega church millionaire preachers about Miller's beer sponsorship of the queer version of Da Vinci's Last Supper at the recent faggot feast in San Francisco. Friend Frico, he calls it instead of San Francisco, he calls it San Friend Frico. The faggot feast included nude men on parade down the streets. Lest I be accused of exaggeration, I should mention that they were wearing sneakers and sunglasses, that's all. Some of them gave each other Joe blobs. Yes, in public. Miller Beer may be trying to compete with Pete's Coors Queer Beer. Remember that Pete Coors hired Mary Cheney, the world's most famous dyke and daughter of Dick Cheney, to be his liaison to the queer community. And Mary did a superlative job distributing queer's largesse. She traveled the country with Coors, with the winner of the International Mr. Leather competition. Don't ask what that means. See my book, Not Holier Than Thou, for details. Wouldn't you expect at the very least that celebrated millionaire Christians, ministers would be all over the television and talk networks denouncing the abomination? Wouldn't you expect thunder in the mega pulpits of the mega millionaires? What about the new national campaign, Don't Drink Miller Queer? Consider it launched here, but of course I am not a church. I am, and I don't drink Miller Queer anyway. We don't need to consider what would happen were some patriots to celebrate Christianity with a taboo that includes Mohammed as a pig. or Mohammed as a pig, I'm sorry. And now comes the latest revelation. The corporate Christians recently met in Salt Lake. Mitt Romney was in town, no surprise. Did he attend? I don't know. We know that James Dobson did. Mr. Dobson recently said he could never support Rudy Giuliani. So far, so good. Remember that Rudy is a cross-dresser and wears a brassiere. The Giuliani campaign won't tell you what size he wears. To see him in drag and for proof that he is prettier than Hilaroid, go to Not Holier Than Thou, my book. But the Christian nabobs there assembled announced they cannot find a Republican to support. They can't support Fred Thompson either. Fred, too, has unchristian issues. But take heart, another name did emerge. He is the envelope, please, Foster Freeze. Who? Foster Freeze? You remember Foster, Foster Freeze of Jackson, Wyoming. Foster is said to be a billionaire investor and a big Republican contributor and philanthropist. What a guy. He may be all these things and more. He may be a staunch Christian and a man from whom we can learn much. The trouble is that until this morning, I had never heard his name, and by dint of diligent study, I am somewhat well-informed at this time. This probably means that the only people who did know Foster existed before this morning were obviously Mrs. Freeze, God bless her, and the Freeze kiddos, and of course the people Foster invests with. This is the man James Dobson and other celebrity millionaire Christians are allegedly thinking of as their third-party candidate for president next year. What does this tell you? If true, I am praying it is not. If true, it tells me that Dobson and company either have gone completely crazy or are too stupid or ignorant to warrant attention, or they know exactly what they're doing and are deliberately trying to destroy any chance of us to save America. That's probably, three is probably the right one, folks, because these millionaire, multimillionaire preachers, folks, are in it for the money and the power, believe me. There is no fourth possibility. We can absolutely be sure that this because there is still more proof that nails it down. We can see the devastating truth not in what the celebrity Christian nabobs said in Salt Lake, but in what they did not say. What did they not say? What did they not say? They made no reference whatsoever to Dr. No, Congressman Ron Paul. Consider Ron Paul. To find out what every other candidate stands on the issue, you must analyze the people and groups who support him. Where his money comes from and where he comes from, who is making the most noise, etc. Not so with Dr. No, which is Congressman Ron Paul. Most of the time, you don't even need to ask Ron where he stands on an issue. All you need to do is consult the Constitution. Whatever it says there is where Ron Paul stands on the Constitution, regardless of where his money comes from and who makes the most noise, etc. Ron is the only member of Congress I know who has refused to take the lucrative retirement money to which he is entitled. He is so straight and narrow, he makes the mathematical concept of a straight line look like the afterdeck of the hula dancer. Remember that I know Ron Paul personally for more than 25 years, and by now have been with him many times. Ron is intensely boring, intensely boring. There is no scandal. There are no men's room incidences with Ron Paul. Ron routinely goes home to his wife, Carol, a woman, a quintessential grandmother whom the normal man feels an irresistible compulsion to hug her, Carol. Try. It's fun. On the other hand, Ron is nowhere near as funny as Calvin Coolidge. He just says what he says he is. There's nothing to expose. My guess is that no movie on Ron Paul's life could be made, no one could pay him, and there could be no script. So, yes, Dr. No. And by the way, folks, he gets Dr. No from standing up in the Congress and voting no on all these anti-Constitution bills and New World Order bills. He votes no all the time on these things. That's why we call him Dr. No. Is intensely boring except for his electrifying ideas. He makes it possible to believe that the battle for America can be won, that the Constitution can be reactivated, that the inalienable rights to mind our own business still lives, that you can keep your whole paycheck, that we can restore honest money. That is why so many young people support him, a man almost as aged as your reporter here, and why he is winning so many straw polls across the nation. Pundits are now making much of the fact that Ron Paul raised more than $1 million in less than a week. In fact, now comes word that in the third quarter of this year, he raised an incredible $5 million. That amount means much more than it would to any other candidate, because the other candidates must pay people to do things, which is a big expense in the political campaign. Ron's people do what must be done for nothing, for the joy of doing it. Much of the time, Ron doesn't even need to ask them to do it. He is just the instrument they are coalescing around to get what they want, and that is their country back. That is why whatever the other candidates go, wherever the other candidates go, they find the place teeming with Ron Paul Raiders. Finally, Ron Paul is a staunch, lifelong Christian. He is not a celebrity Christian. He's not a millionaire Christian. He is not in your face. But he is a true Christian. He staunchly opposes abortion and incendiary hot button to corporate Christianity. He is a ladies' doctor and has delivered thousands of babies. He has never killed a baby. One would imagine that Dr. No is the perfect candidate for the country's Christian leaders. No, no, no. The candidate God would give them were he to let them write down the qualities they want. But if you thought that, Pilgrim, you would be wrong. The Christian corporate Christianity don't want Ron Paul. I would not complain at all were Dobson and company to consider Ron as a candidate and then state the list of reasons to reject him. Dobson may very well do that. Obviously, I would disagree, but such a course would be fair comment. But what we have here is the inordinately suspicious fact that the Dobson company has not considered Ron Paul at all. Apparently, his name did not come up. The nation's Christian leaders are pretending Ron Paul does not exist, somewhat akin to the pretense that Godzilla is not coming from the sea. Again, I consider this lapse of extremely suspicious corporate Christianity has long proven itself to be as useless as jugs on a bore. Is the truth even worse than we thought? Again, Jorge W. Bush is collaborating with Hilleroyd. If Dobson and company go third party with Old Foster or Dumb and Dumber, whoever they turn out to be, they would split the Republicans and hand her, Hilleroyd, the White House, despite the enormous antipathy she always inspires. Is this the plan? Yes, that's exactly what corporate Christianity wants, Hilleroyd. Yes, it's a breathtaking question, but I can't believe that Dobson would be so dumb. Whatever the motive would be, the rank and file believers in the celebrity Christian monolith falls for it every time. Of course they would. If Dobson and company tell them this is what Jorge Bush wants, you will see the Bush zombies staggering from the meeting halls to the voting booth on election days to do it, as in George A. Romano's classic Dawn of the Dead. That's funny, folks. You remember those Dawn of the Dead pictures of the dead coming out, their arms raised, and their zombies walking all around the area? He says that's what the celebrity Christians congregation's all about. Dobson and Company tells them to go out and do what Jorge Bush wants them to do, and Bush zombies staggering from the meeting halls to go to the voting booth on election day. Very, very funny. This is the inevitable result of worshiping a man. So it looks as if we must do the job without Christian support. Alan Stang. Alan Stang was one of Mike Wallace's original writers at Channel 13 in New York, folks. And he's been around a long time. Alan Stang's a wonderful, wonderful constitutionalist and one of the greatest researchers I've ever known in my life. Alan Stang. He's written a number of books, The True Story of Civil Rights and The Higher Virtue, and a number of books. He's lectured at almost every American state university around the country and many places across the world. He's been a guest on CNN's Crossfire and many other shows, and he knows what he's talking about, and he's right on target with this Christian corporation, okay, that are setting us up for the New World Antichrist religion. We'll be right back after the break, folks, with more on the Officer Jack McLam program.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm pleased that somebody sent me once again, it was last year, that someone sent me this video, this advertisement for totally awesome guns and range there in Salt Lake City, Utah. And I want to try to get this around again, folks. This is incredible, this video ad for totally awesome guns and range there in Salt Lake City, Utah. What it is a beautiful young blonde who's in her sleep attire, getting ready to go to bed in a cute little top and a cute little pair of shorts. And she's talking on her cell phone in her home. And the home's a nice home. It's in an upscale neighborhood. And she's talking on her cell phone, and she hangs up. And all of a sudden, the cell phone rings again, and it's a sexual pervert. Looks like a murderer because he's got a big knife. And he's sitting out in his car, and he's telling her he's going to come in and do a number on her. And she's evidently at home alone. And he turns the lights off. He pushes a button and turns the lights off in her house somehow. So evidently he was there ahead of time and got this all set up ahead of time, okay? And now she's pictured in the dark, and her pussycat is funny. Her pussycat's is looking out the window at this guy, and the pussycat's eyes are big. Big pussycat eyes are looking out, and his eyes are big. As this guy gets out of the car with this big knife. And he comes up to the house, and he's scraping the knife along the brick outside and making noise to scare her. And he goes to the front door, and he's using her knife to jimmy the door open, okay? Well, she calls the police right away, and they told her it'll be 10 minutes before they get there. And she says, I don't have 10 minutes. And she's scared to death. And she reaches in the closet upstairs, and then she comes down the stairs, and you can't see her holding anything, but she comes down the stairs, and this guy's there, evil-looking guy with tattoos all over his body, using his knife to jimmy the front door, and she opens fire on him with a gun, with a automatic rifle, and she blows him away, blows him out into the yard, blows up her front door. But she blows him up and kills him. And then it flashes to the advertisement there, totally awesome guns and range, and she's there pictured at the range with her gun, and the people talking about visiting the awesome, totally awesome guns and range. But, folks, this is such an impressive commercial. It really gets to you because this gal is panicked. It's not even a commercial. You don't know it's a commercial to the very, very end of it. And she's a great actress. And this bad guy is very evil looking. And you really believe you're looking at a true scene of this evil murderer, rapist, going to go in and kill this young lady. And the police tell her it's going to be 10 minutes before they get there. Well, praise God, and I can say this as a longtime police officer working in the war zone of South Phoenix, that very seldom did I go to the house of a murder and a rape where the lady or the husband had a way to defend themselves and they were killed, and the women and the children were raped and killed. And it breaks my heart when I would go to these homes, folks. It just absolutely broke my heart that more people were not like this little blonde lady in this movie or this advertisement. I'll be right back and tell you how you can watch it. Stay tuned. It's true.